Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight. Enjoy the excitement and play today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
My show member can. You ready?
Yeah.
This is where various show members bid on how many they can get on a given category in 30 seconds. Wrong answers don't count against them as long as you get the amount of correct answers you said you could. Sounds easy. It's easier to understand with an example when we play. Maitland, you're first this time.
Okay.
How many failed breakfast cereal mascots can you name in 30 seconds?
Four.
Steve.
Failed breakfast cereal mascot.
Real or imagined?
Okay. Oh, real or imagined. Okay, yeah. Five.
Kelly.
I could do six for sure.
Wings.
Seven.
Tommy.
Yeah, I could do eight.
Yeah, Maitland.
Out.
Steve.
Out.
Kelly.
I'm out.
Wings.
He said eight?
Yeah.
I can do nine.
Yeah, you can.
Nine.
Go ahead, buddy.
Okay. Tommy is begging for you to say nine. Hot Wings.
Okay.
Nine failed breakfast cereal mascots, real or imagined. On your mark, get set, begin.
Hemorrhoid Harry. Wombat Colon Man. let's see.
A lot of butt cereals.
Yeah, Compunction Charlie. Bob the Beak.
Fruit Toucan Sam.
The Fruit Jerk.
Hey, you got the Fruit Jerk.
Diabetic Dave. Bran Brian.
Old Diabetic Dave. I imagine just a sugar cube with a mouth.
It's a shocking thing that the Fruit Jerk didn't work out.
I would buy that cereal.
I bet that would be a successful cereal. The Fruit Jerk.
I'm the Jerko's Jerk Fruit. Fruit Jerk.
Fruit Jerk. Jerk Fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve.
Yeah.
How many things that grow out of the ground can you name in 30 seconds?
Six.
Kelly.
Seven.
Hot Wings.
Eight.
Tommy.
Ten.
Maitland.
I'm out.
What kind of feeling does that give you deep in your soul when Tommy jumps by more than one? Like, it actually shot, like,
rage.
Negative chemicals into your blood, didn't it?
Rage.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yes.
All right, 10 to you, Steve.
10.
You'd have to say 11.
Yeah, I'll say 11.
Kelly.
12.
Hot Wings.
13.
Tommy.
Nah, I'm good. I'm
Steve.
Out.
Steve.
I'm out.
Kelly.
I could do 14.
Hot Wings.
Okay, I'll be out.
Kelly, 14 things that grow out of the ground. On your mark, get set, begin.
Weeping willows, cherry blossoms,
two,
arugula,
three,
basil,
four,
rosemary,
five,
sage,
six,
tomatoes,
seven,
jalapenos,
eight,
bell peppers,
nine,
corn,
ten,
watermelon,
11,
cantaloupe,
12,
honeydew,
13,
strawberries,
14,
blueberries,
15,
grapes,
16. Wow. Go for the record.
Am I still going?
Keep going.
Go for the record.
Go.
Okay. Spinach.
17.
Weeds,
no one's ever gotten 20. 18.
Dandelions.
19.
Which I think are kind of a weed.
It's always a bummer when you give the broad category and then you try to go more narrow.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, now you already said it.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
Well done. 20's the highest anyone's ever gotten.
Yeah, strong.
Well done. All right. Kelly, you're up first this time.
Okay.
How many excuses to get out of jury duty can you name in 30 seconds?
Oh, four, easily.
Hot Wings.
Five.
Tommy.
Six.
Maitland.
Seven.
Steve.
Eight.
Kelly.
I'm out.
Hot Wings.
I'm out.
Tommy.
Yeah, I can do nine.
Maitland.
Ten.
Steve.
I'm out.
Tommy.
I'm out.
Maitland. Ten excuses to get you out of jury duty.
Okay.
On your market set, begin.
I have the sniffles. I'm super racist. My dad's a firefighter.
Three.
In some cases, that they won't let you do that.
What?
I don't know. I am cold. I gotta walk my fish. My hamster needs to go to the vet.
Six.
My grandma's getting married.
Seven.
My uncle died.
Eight.
My aunt has herpes.
Nine.
And
we were just accepting everything because we wanted to go back to this important firefighter knowledge. Yeah. How do you get off jury duty if your father's a fireman?
I don't know. I had a friend who got out of jury duty because he was besties with a cop. And the case involved like a federal employee. And so they were like, well, you can't have sympathy for government employees.
Ergo, if your dad's
ergo,
a firefighter,
you're out of jury duty. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
After we watched Company Retreat, we went back and we're watching Jury Duty, where one person is real and everybody else is an actor with the kids. And they couldn't believe in the very first episode, if you didn't watch it, there's a nerdy kid. And he's like, hey, what? Anybody know what you can do to get out of jury duty? And the guy that's the mark, who is real, said, you can tell him you're racist, but obviously a joke. And then when they get in front of the judge, they're like, is there any other reason you shouldn't be on a jury? And the kid goes, yeah, I'm racist. And the judge goes, you're what? And he goes, well, and there's like three black people in the jurors box next to him. And then the judge said, why would you say that? And he goes, I'm not really. I have a date. And then he goes, why would you say that? And he goes, someone told me it would get me out of jury duty. Who told you? And you see the real guy like, oh, God, don't do it. So good. All right. Hot wings.
Yeah.
How many things you've lied about recently can you tell us in 30 seconds or less?
What? Three.
Tommy?
I don't even. Five.
Okay. He did it again. Maitland?
I'm out.
Steve?
Six.
Seven.
I'm out.
Tommy?
No, I'm out.
No, you can do eight.
Steve?
No, I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Maitland, I skipped you.
No, maybe
oh, no, you're out. Out. Steve.
I'm out.
Kelly, seven things you've lied about recently. On your mark, get set, begin.
My age, how I feel, and if I want to date.
Three.
if I'm interested in somebody.
Four.
If you want to do coke.
Where I'm going. Yeah.
Five.
If I want to do coke with strangers.
Six. Yeah, you lied. You lied about that. You did want to.
That I'm going to cut down on drinking.
Seven.
that I enjoy walking by myself.
Eight. Aw. That was a sad cry for help.
That I'm going to do laundry. And that I put nine. Sunscreen on every day.
Very prolific today.
Yeah. That was really good, actually. Wow.
All right, Tommy.
Ooh.
How many brand new Olympic sports that would be terrible can you name?
Oh, six.
Maylin.
Seven.
Steve.
Eight.
Kelly.
I'm out.
Hobbings.
Nine.
Tommy.
Yeah, 10.
Uh-huh. Wow. Maylin.
I'm out.
Steve.
11.
Wow. Hobbings.
Out.
Tommy.
I'm out.
Steve. 11 new Olympic sports that would be terrible.
Okay.
On your mark, get set, begin.
Hula hooping.
One.
Shoe tying.
Two.
Putting on shirts and taking them off the fastest.
Three.
Just jumping.
Four.
watching soccer.
Yep. Five. So that's not soccer.
Watching soccer.
Watching.
Yeah. Looking at bridges.
Six.
The guy who washes windows.
Seven.
Eating.
Eight.
Okay. drinking Coca-Cola.
Nine. One away.
Yeah.
Eating was going to be more, but I cut
it was,
you off.
Yeah.
What was the eating?
I was going to say like eating beans, because then that would have led into eating bread, eating tacos, eating whatever.
That makes sense. Let's see. Maitland.
Mm-hmm.
How many things that people do when no one's around can you name in 30 seconds?
Five.
How many?
Six.
I'm sorry. I went backwards.
Yeah, well,
Steve.
Yeah, yeah,
my bad.
Threw
Steve.
Me off.
Six.
Kelly.
Seven.
How many?
Eight.
Tommy.
Nine.
Maitland.
I'm out.
Steve.
I'm out.
Kelly.
I'm out.
How many?
What was the last?
I think I just said nine. I think
you said nine.
Mm-hmm. Pretty sure.
Oh yeah, I'll let you go.
Yeah, right,
Tommy,
you.
Make it happen.
Nine things I do when no one's around.
People do when no one's around, but it can be you.
Okay.
On your mark, get set, begin.
These are Tommy-centric. Play with my toes. Pick my nose.
Two.
Wipe it on the wall.
Three.
And then shower. Singing in the shower.
Four.
Yeah. Play with the cats. Pretend they're superheroes and like fly them around.
Five.
Pet turtles. I like their shells. Go to the zoo
six
at night. by myself.
Nope.
No. Mess up a coffee order and then leave.
Seven. When no one's around, you mess up a coffee order.
Wouldn't people need to be around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how bad it was. I'm rehearsing it.
Do you submit it online?
May as well.
Yeah.
All right. Steve.
Yeah.
This is a weird one. Most of them are.
Oh, really?
Steve, how many things you'd say if you accidentally went on a date with your boss? Can you name it in 30 seconds or less?
Wait, what?
Wait, what?
Told you, it's weird.
How many things?
I don't understand it either, so no, never mind.
Yeah, the phrasing of that is a little, I don't get it.
I feel like it's missing a pronoun or something.
I'm not sure either.
Some type of
things
word.
Things you'd say adverb. If they accidentally went, no. Things that ruin an first impression immediately.
I can do 5.
Kelly.
6.
Hot Wings.
7.
Tommy.
8.
Maitland.
9.
Steve.
I'm out.
Kelly.
I'm out.
How big?
10.
Tommy.
11.
Maitland.
I'm out.
How big?
You pushed it, Tommy. I'm out.
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
Yep. Can't help yourself.
All right. Yeah, I know. Sometimes it's just deciding to say the number.
Tommy, 11 things that ruin a first impression. On your mark, get set, begin.
You say something about their weight. There's something stuck in your teeth.
2.
Booger hanging out. You didn't 3. Trim that ear hair.
4.
Your breath stinks.
5.
Your toes are out.
6.
Yeah, 6. You start talking too much about your own personal interests and don't ask anything.
7.
Trauma dump.
8. Mm-hmm.
You talk about the clouds too much.
9.
You have a weird third nipple that you tell them about.
10.
There's something growing.
There's something growing?
Yeah.
What's the amount of time that you can look at clouds before it becomes too much?
I would give about a solid 12.
12 what?
Yeah.
By the way, I started laughing because when you said trauma dump, I interpreted that as traumatic dump.
Or that.
And it made me, I made myself laugh.
Came out of the,
as opposed to, yeah, like you were like spewing forth trauma.
You were in the bathroom like, a little too long. Like,
That too, though, that would
this
be pretty bad.
A traumatic dump.
I'm going to start calling it that. Guys, I'm not going to be here for this next break. I have a traumatic dump coming up.
Is that how you would describe the one in the green room in Grand Rapids Night Show?
That was traumatic for all of us.
Yeah, that became very traumatic, especially when it got brought up in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome.
Was that your grandpa's favorite part of the show?
No, it was definitely when Steve's balls were around Hot Wings' neck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's part true. They're part of the greatest generation.
Yeah.
All right.
Dramatic.
How many? I don't know who's first. So, Steve, it's you. Steve, how many pro wrestling finishing moves that haven't been named yet can you name in 30 seconds?
6.
Kelly.
7.
Hot Wings.
8.
Thomas.
I'm out.
Maitland.
I'm out.
Steve.
9.
Kelly.
I'm out.
Hot Wings.
10.
Steve.
I'm out.
Hot Wings. 10 pro wrestling finishing moves.
I only have one good one, but I'll go for the roll.
I know what it is. Haven't been named yet. You know what it is?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
On your mark, get set, begin.
The people's testicle.
1.
The ear shot.
2.
The barfer.
3.
The traumatic dump.
4.
the brickaroo.
5.
The cloud surfer.
6.
The dirty Kleenex.
7.
The SpaghettiO. The flagpole sitter.
9.
The building constructor.
Are you just looking out the window?
Well, I did see a flag in a building.
The flagpole sitter sounds absolutely real.
Mm-hmm.
A number of those did. The dirty Kleenex. He's on the top rope. Here comes the dirty Kleenex.
Traumatic dump works perfectly too.
It does. Absolutely does. Well, that was just a beautiful thing that just happened. Mm.
Well done.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.